Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, friends, to the Nick Humphries Medium Show, here on MikeSpirit.fm. Your host, Nick, will be discussing various spiritual topics and will be inviting you to phone in with your views and experiences. You will also have the chance to get a reading from Nick during the show. In his upcoming shows, Nick will be inviting special guests to talk about their spiritual awareness. And here is your host, Nick Humphries.
Oh, well, there you go. I think the beginning music's gone somewhere. Never mind. Hello and welcome to Nick Humphries Medium Show. I am your host, Nick Humphries. And so good afternoon, good morning, and good evening, wherever you are on this lovely planet of ours. So, it's been a while because obviously we had a little bit of trouble with the show last week, or the week before, shall I say, when I was in Norway. And then last week I was in India again. And what a fab time. And it was purely for work. It wasn't anything else other than just work. So, but it was great fun. I really enjoyed being in Norway. So, you know, the people are lovely, the country's lovely, and the work was fantastic, and I was doing loads of healing out there. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll give you all the information that you need to call into the show, and to contact me in other ways as well, and then I will talk about my journey so far, okay? So the number you need to call to get into the show is for 760-283-4611. 760-283-4611. And outside the states, you need to just prefix 001, then it's 760-283-4611. So just once again, it's 001-760-46. Oh, things aren't going as planned. So anyway, as I was saying, if you can hear me out there in the wonderful world of the air. It's not our internet, because our internet's fine. It's not my laptop, because my laptop's working. It is fine, yeah. Hello, I'm back. I do believe. I have had a technical issue with my laptop, but I... So yes, I just to let you know, okay, that I had a technical issue with my laptop today. I've just been reassured by this is silly. Reassured by the PC engineer. So yeah, PC engineer is actually here. Has just confirmed my laptop is running as it should do. And I've got that here. He's just telling me now. So I. Okay, so we're dealing with the difficulties here with the Skype. So, I've actually got an engineer looking at the laptop as we speak, and he's given me the all clear with my laptop, and our internet is running. Okay, I'm back on air, I think. So we're obviously having a Skype issue here. It's not a PC, it's not an internet connection, it's a Skype issue. So I'm actually on my mobile at the moment. It seems to be a better connection via the mobile. It's a bit bizarre. So as I was saying, okay, so if you want to get in contact with me, my name is Nick Humphries, international medium. And you can go to the website, which is www.nick-humphries.com. Or you can go to International Medium Nick Humphries on Facebook. So they're the ways that you can contact with me. We are having problems, so I do apologise. It's just one of those things. So I was talking about my journey so far, as in like what I've been doing over the last couple of weeks. It's been a couple of weeks since I've been on air. I was obviously in Norway. I was doing some healing out in Norway. Had some fantastic results also that I've been told. And my mobile was going off. So, I don't know what I need. A stiff drink. Let's just see if this works. So, as you can hear, I'm talking to my wife in the background, just trying to work out what is going on here. So we were doing healing, or I was doing healing in Norway with Bethuit at the centre, fantastic centre, if you don't really know. And you can go onto my Facebook pages to actually see pictures of the emotion. But before I even flew out to Norway, I had a phone call from my very dear friend in India, asking if it was ever possible that I could make a return trip that week. And I was like, I can't, because I'm actually going to Norway. And I'm fully booked. So he said, fair enough. Okay, I understand. What about the weekend after? So I said, yeah. Okay, hold on a second. So I actually flew back on the Thursday from Norway. The flight was quite eventful on the way back, because it was very bumpy. I think we landed on one wheel, going sideways down the one way. But it was quite bumpy, and that was quite scary. And then I flew from on Friday, on Saturday then. I had a day's grace, a day's rest at my dad's. But it was the only time he ever gets to see me, is when I'm passing through to go off somewhere. I was actually flying out to India, flying off to Mumbai, and then stopping there for a few hours before I flew off to Bangalore, a place I've never been to before. And obviously, if you're a listener, you know, frequent listener of mine, know that I've been to India in January. So, fantastic place. I have to say, it's a little newer than Mumbai and Delhi. There's lots of development going on there as well. And the people are just fantastic, especially the people I stayed with, because they made me feel so welcome. I had a car pick me up from the airport, take me to their house, and then they actually greeted me. Cause it was a tower block. They were on the floor, and they were fantastic. From the moment I met them, it's almost like I was like an adopted family. They met me downstairs when the car pulled up. And then the father jumped in into the car, and he took me to another home, which is where I would be staying. So, you know, I was staying there for 5 nights, and where my friend would be meeting me later on that day as well. And then so I had time to have a bit of a sleep, have a shower, fresh change of clothing before we went off to dinner with this family that we were staying at, friends of my friends. And so it was just awesome. It was just really great. I was doing healing for the father, then I was doing healing for the mum, and then I was doing readings for brothers and sisters and sister-in-laws and son-in-laws, and it wasn't just like that. It was so relaxed. We went there for breakfast. And we went there, you know, I was there for their lunch, and I was there for their tea, and I was made to be part of the family. It was absolutely brilliant. And they're saying to me, you know, if you need to sleep, just go to sleep, go to one of our rooms, go to sleep, which I did, you know, I sort of just laid on bed. And the funniest thing is, my friend said to me, I'm going to a business meeting. You'd like to come? I said, no, I think I'll stay here, if that's all right, because I've got loads of emails that I need to catch on. You know, I'm going to have a bit of a relax because I've been working constantly. He said, yep, great idea. So I was actually in one of the bedrooms, sort of dozing, because I'd had about an hour of sleep, dozing or 2 hours sleep. And a door flung open, and there stands my friend, and he says to me, I really envy you. I said, why? He said, because you got to stay here and have a sleep. Why I had to go and get some work. I was like, oh. And then he just promptly got on the bed, fell asleep. It's quite bizarre. So I got up, I had a drink, had some food. But the place was lovely. And while I was out there, they had their holy day, which was something that I'm pleased I saw some of it. I really do. I saw lots of it on TV. I didn't actually get to take part because of doing work and other stuff. So as in like relaxing, trying to recoup my energy. But it was great to see the families come back with, you know, they were just brightly coloured. You know, their faces were red, yellow, green, so on. So it was good to see. It was really good to see. And I have to say, when I left, the father just couldn't let me go. But it was an awesome time. But it wasn't as uneventful as I was expecting, because my flight back, well, that was exciting, to say the least. So let's just say that we sat in the plane, and I was in 50C, so I was by the gully, by the kitchen, just back from the wing, sitting there trying to get some sleep, and the captain comes over and says, I'm afraid to announce that we've just found a technical problem in which we're going to be dealing with. Not a problem. You know, happens all the time. You know, I'd rather be safe than sorry. He says it'll be 5 to 10 minutes and then we'll be on our way. So, okay, 5 to 10 minutes later passed. And during those 5 and 10 minutes, imagine this, okay? You're looking out the window and you see the flaps on the wings going mad, okay? You're thinking, okay, it's interesting. This is in the dark, by the way, okay? So it's night time. So it's 9:50 that we were to fly out. So it's now 10 o'clock, right? Or maybe a little bit later. And then it gets 5:30, or an hour to get another announcement. Sorry to announce, ladies and gentlemen, we're still looking for the technical problem. But we're sure we're to find it, and you know, we'll get back to you in the next 5-10 minutes. Okay. So the next 30 minutes, the engines are being revved so fast and so much, you thought you're going to fly off into the airport. Flaps are going mad, and there's lots of murmuring going on from the passengers, me included, going, oh, please, you know, what's going on, what's going on? At least tell us. So the plane was shaking from side to side with the engines being revved, and then the engines would cut out, and then they would start up again, the flaps would go mad, and so on. And even the cabin crew, bless their hearts, because I have to say they've done a really good job, were looking out the window going, wonder what's going on there then, look at that torch, blah, 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 blah. So it was hawking and stuff, so it was quite funny. And then another one came over and from the captain saying, right, ladies and gentlemen, we haven't found a problem, so therefore we're ready to depart. With this lady stands up. I'm not going anywhere. I want to get off the plane. Now, I was thinking this myself. I was thinking, I don't really feel safe. Okay, I think, you know, I think I'll probably want to get off. If there's an option, I'll get off. I'd rather be safe than sorry. Okay? So, we're on this plane. The air stewardess is trying to calm this lovely lady down. And say, no, I want to get off. The announcement hasn't told us anything about the problem, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, I want to get off. So then somebody else stands up. Actually, you know what? I want to get off too. So, like, there's four or five people standing up going, oh, I want to get off as well. And the cabin crew are pulling their hair out, bless them, saying, okay, well, look, you know, there's not a problem. The captain wouldn't say there was, that it wouldn't be safe, otherwise, he wouldn't put our lives in jeopardy. This woman's walking up and down going, but I don't want to be in a crash in one of those bodies that's strewn across the mountainside. So putting fear in everybody. This poor young lady was so, another lady was so scared. She was crying her eyes out. I don't want to die. But, obviously we're on terra firma here. Like, it's quite comical. It was quite comical to be a comedy sketch. But it was quite frightening. And, I did feel uneasy. I just said to the air steward, actually, you know what? I think I want to get off well. And then when I said that, this bloke came walking through the kitchen area from nowhere. I don't know where he came from. Just touched me on the arm. He said, it'll be all right. Just calm down. Sit down at your seat. It'll be okay. I just sort of looked at him and going, well, who are you? Who are you to tell me that? So then there was more commotion going off. There was another guy stood up and walking up and down going, I'll see you in heaven. Just got bizarre. It was really bizarre. And then we saw this guy walking, strolling up the gangway, but he had stripes on his arms. This is the captain coming towards us full steam ahead. What's the problem? And this lady says, I want to get off. He says, you can't get off. And so I said, I don't think that's correct. I think, if you've got people on here that want to get off, I don't think you can hold them against their will. Okay. And he said, no, you're quite right. But it'll be a lot of delay. And I'd prefer if you'd step down and we can get on. So quite rightly, the woman said, but you haven't explained to anybody what the problem is. And he said, there wasn't no problem. And she said, oh, but there is. So you can imagine all this commotion. What it turned out was that they suspected there was a hydraulic problem. And what they were doing is they were revving the engines and flapping the wings to see if there was any hydraulic fluid flowing anywhere, to be safe. Now, if they had said that before, then everything would have been hunky-dory, okay, which would have been fine. But they hadn't, so obviously all this worry and tension was going on. So then it was decided then the passengers that wanted to get off could do, but it would delay the flight for 2 hours. And I put my hand up. I was one of those passengers going, yep, I don't care. I think I'll just get off. And then he said, there's no... Now, I was open-minded with this. They said, it may not be a flight tomorrow. It might be 2 or 3 days. Okay, that's my choice. If I want to get off, that's my choice. But I'd rather go home. So we basically just... We decided, they had to decide there on the spot what we were going to do. Were we going to get off or stay on? Well, I decided to stay on because this guy came up to me again and said, he put his arm on my shoulder and he said, or my his hand on my shoulder and said, it's going to be all right. Just be calm, sit down, relax. It'll be fine. So I was actually on the phone to my wife then, what do I do? What do I do? She said, oh, well, I don't know, it's up to you. It's up to you what you do. I said, so a pendulum saying yes, stay on the flight. My pendulum was saying stay on the flight, and my spirit guides were telling me to stay on the flight. So I thought, actually, I'm going to be all right. So I sat down. And then we finally took off 2 hours later, I think. So it was a long, long journey. It really was a long journey, 9.5 hours, long journey. We landed about 8:30, 9:15. In the morning, and then I was faced with a 4-hour drive from Heathrow back through to Wales. So it was a bit of time. So the jet lag is still sitting in. So there you go. That's pretty much what is going on here. Pretty much what happened. But I have to say, India is a fantastic place. It really is a fantastic place. And I can't wait, because I am going back out there in November. I'm going out there for about 3 or 4 weeks, I think. I'm going to have to take the bull by the horns and just do it. I think my wife is going to come out with me as well. I'm trying to persuade her to come out for a full time, but we'll see what happens there. It's great. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to a track, I think, in a second, okay, because I'm just trying to sort out a couple of
minor details here with Skype. I think I may have actually solved the problem at this end, if there was one this end. I don't think there was, but I think I may have done something here. And then hopefully I shall come back, not on mobile, but actually on headset. So let's listen to some music, and I should be back shortly. Okay? 2 seconds.
In music. Okay, Yeah, I'm sorry if you couldn't hear the music. I couldn't hear it myself. So obviously, I'm Nick Humphries. I'm your host here on the Nick Humphries Medium Show. So let me just go through some stuff again for you before I start to even attempt to try and do some readings tonight. So if you want to get in contact with outside of the show, you can go to www.nick-humphries.com or International Medium Nick Humphries on Facebook. I'm actually doing a massive show. I say massive, it's a big show for me, in Runcorn this Saturday. It's a big show for me, and it's in Runcorn. It's in the Brindley Theatre on Saturday. Starts at 7:30, so doors open at 7. Tickets are £10 and there's concession as well, so obviously there's more than one of you. It's going to be a great night. It's going to be a whole aspect of mediumship, not just the spirit linking, but other stuff too, where you might be actually getting involved in stuff. So that's all I'm saying. But so come on, if you're in that area, or if not, just drive up to that area. It's Runcorn, the Brindley Theatre. It's going to be a great show. So I'm just really looking forward to that. But there's loads of stuff that I'm getting on with now. Obviously, like I do the trance and stuff like that. The trance has really started to take over more and more now, especially with the healing as well, and my lovely doctor. I just wanted to ask a question in the chat room about who was the person that touched you on the arm. So what? I have no idea, Nikota. I know now, because I actually waited. When we landed in Heathrow, I waited because I was actually going to talk to the captain to congratulate the staff and himself for a great flight, and the staff were fantastic on that flight because they really did calm a lot of people down. They were great, and the airline is Jet Air, and they've got a really good track record. I've flown with them several times. I think I've flown with them about 8 times so far, and that's this year. So they're really great. But the guy, he just came out of nowhere. Just put his hand on my shoulder both times, just said really calmly, just it'll be okay, just sit down and just relax, twice. And I'm like, who? At first I was like, who the bloody hell are you? I'm going to bloody hit you, but it was so nice. And actually, I feel it was a guide. I feel it was an angel, a guide, that sort of thing. I kind of recognised the voice, but obviously, I don't. it was a bit weird that way, It was great. It was really, really great. And I'm having loads of different experiences at the moment, and my pathway is changing. Spring is here. Everything is changing. I've got a new show this Thursday. It's called Feel Closer to Spirits. It's on Blog Talk Radio. And it starts at 8 o'clock on a Thursday till 10 o'clock, so it's a little bit earlier. It's the reason I'm a little bit early is because then I can spend a bit more time with my family, because my work is now becoming rather busy, which is great. It's what I've asked Spirit to help with. If we ask Spirit for something, they always give it to us. So never actually what's the word I'm looking for? Never actually sort of be ungrateful for what they give you. If you're ever ungrateful, then they start taking it away, and that's not what you want. I'm always ever grateful for the work they give me, no matter where it takes me. I've got to have the balance as well, and I realise that I've got a family. I've got a daughter, 22-month-old, and I've got a lovely wife, and I need to spend time with them, as well as working with Spirit. And Spirit understand that. It's a balance in both. We're actually looking to move as well. We're actually putting our place up for sale, and we're looking to buy a place in North Wales, or the Chester area, or I'd say Cheshire area, so on the borders. So, there's loads that we're actually trying to get into, and it's great. And obviously, we're going back. Me and Helen are going back to Norway on the 25th. I know we're going to be joined by Mike and Kerry as well. Also I'm doing the healing, Helen will be doing her therapies, Mike will be doing readings, I'll be doing readings as well. I'm not sure if Kerry will be working out, I don't know, I haven't been told. That's in Noi, with lovely Biff there again. It's just, life is just getting better and better. So, but things are changing. you know, which is good. And I'm always up for a change. I never used to. I always used to hate changes. Even when I was employed, I used to hate changes. It's a weird thing. But, you know, I think we all learn. Learn. I think we all have to learn. Definitely. We all have to learn lessons. So I'm being text left, right, and centre here. What's going on with your show? Yes, it was a lovely experience, Nikita. So I'm a bit slow on the intake tonight, as you can tell, because I've got so much going on. I just don't know what's going on. So let's try, seeing if Skype is working, let's try with a reading, shall we? Let's just hope the spirits are good to us tonight, and that, as they always are, they come forward and they can work through the Skype problems. So... Okay,
hello?
So let's go to our first caller. Hello?
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 It's Brittany, is it?
Yes.
Hi, Brittany. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm very good. Now, Brittany, have I spoken to you before?
No, you have not.
I have not. Okay. And where are you calling from, Brittany?
California, Orange County.
Okay, Orange County. Okay. And how can we help you this evening?
I just want to see what's coming in my life, what you see coming in my life.
What's coming in your life? Okay. Let me
yeah.
tell you how I work, okay? And this is for the rest of the list, okay? I'm a medium, and what
okay.
I mean is that I link spirits, okay? So I link to your loved ones that are in the spirit world. We're only ever guided by what they've got to say. So I'll give you evidence of who they are, and also the wording of the guidance as well. So whether that be in your future or your present, your future is sometimes harder to, you know, we're not allowed to predict, okay, you know, because we all have free will, okay? So let's just see what we get for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Right, sweetheart, I'm actually taken to a lady that's in spirit here. She stands before me now, okay? She's not actually very tall. And she's quite plump, and she tells me she's grandmother, and she tells me you're on your mum's side here as well. Would you understand? Thank you, sweetheart.
My mum's side? Yeah.
Your mum, okay. And so I understand that your grandmother would have lost the spirit quite quickly as well, and that you're quite young, she just tells me.
Okay.
Do you understand?
I can't. What?
Okay, your grandmother is telling me that her passing to spirit was quite quick. Do you understand
yeah.
this? Okay, and
yeah,
she also tells me you were quite young when she passed also, she just said.
I wasn't born yet when she passed.
Okay, you wasn't born yet. Okay, I think that's quite young. Okay.
Right, I think it's quite young.
Right, okay. Okay, I'm not making things fit here, but she's talking about... Thank you, sweetheart, thank you. She keeps giving me an idea of an eight-year-old girl. So was there somebody around the age of eight when she passed? Would it have been somebody else within the family that would have been 8 years old?
Possibly my cousin, and I'm in her room.
Okay, right, okay. Thank you. And she tells me, now is your cousin with you now?
No, she isn't.
She isn't, okay. Right, okay. The reason I'm saying that, okay, is because she is saying to me that the eight-year-old girl peeked over. She had an open coffin. Maybe you can find this out. Do you understand this? She had an open coffin.
No, she didn't.
Right, okay.
I might have the wrong person.
Right. This lady here talking about an open coffin. So I can actually, she's showing me the top half of the coffin is open, okay? And she's showing me this eight-year-old girl. Hang on a second. What is that? Sweetheart, would it be... Hang on. What is that, man? Thank you. Right, she's showing me this girl looking over the coffin at the lady that's placed in the coffin, your grandmother, okay? And she's
mm-hmm.
coming from the day that actually I was watching you do this, okay? I know it's not you, okay? But it's somebody around you. Sometimes this is how it works. Okay, do you understand? Are you actually with somebody at the moment? Because she keeps talking about somebody being with you.
Yeah, my friend Julia, her grandma passed away. My aunt.
Right. Okay. Okay. Would this apply to your the lady that's with you, your aunt?
No, not a coffin. Not
right.
An 8-year-old.
Okay. Okay. Spirit never lie, and I can't make things up, okay? And I can't make things fit. But this lady is talking about, and because you're actually with somebody, it could be that it's connected to that person also, okay?
Right. Yeah.
Right, okay. Just for a second then. She's just talked to me about you for a second, okay? Are you quite dreamy? She keeps talking about you being quite dreamy. You keep dreaming of different things that you want to do.
Yes, that's me.
Right, okay. Right, thank you. Sweetheart, do you have... right, how do I say this? Do you have delicate skin? Do you scratch a little bit?
Because no.
Let me take it a different way, okay? Because this lady here is talking about you scratching yourself. So, and she's talking to me about your knees. Okay, is it you? Do you scratch your knees, or is it your obviously, it's not worth me asking about your grand.
I play soccer.
Okay.
And I hurt my knee.
You hurt your knee. Okay, she's talking about scratching your knee or doing something with your knee. Okay. So she's just telling me then that she is standing with you. She watches you. So she's giving you evidence of things that only you know about yourself, like you playing soccer and your knee, or you hurt your knee. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that you're... Okay? So she realizes this. She thinks all this. Okay, give me a bit more. Okay, thank you. Right. Right, okay. But you're also worried about an exam you're taking. Is that right?
Yes, I'm having trouble with exams.
Because she just said, she's working on or doing an exam. She's really worried about it, but there's nothing to worry about. She's just got to relax with it. Thank you. And I know you just said you're having trouble with it, but actually you know about the subject already. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay, and you understand it better than you realise. That's what she just said.
Yes.
Okay. Right. Okay. Right, thank you. So she keeps talking to me about the fact that... how do I say it? I'm trying to convey this in a delicate way here, okay? Because she's talking about the fact that sometimes that you do things to get attention. Does that make sense?
No.
Yes, it does.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
Yes. They say it does. I don't say it does.
Yes.
Yes.
But not about attention from boys. Just talk about attention.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yes.
Okay, right. And she says you're much better than that. She just said you're much better than that. Okay. Right. You're good at writing, she just said, as in like wording, as in not like a book, but wording. So you're harmonious, she said as well. So are you like a singer, or do you write lyrics down or something like that? Does that make any sense?
I used to.
Right. Okay.
When I was younger.
Because you used to sing as well.
Yes.
Right. Okay, I'm not allowed to ask questions, but she's asking questions. Why have you stopped? Okay, so don't answer that, because it's from her, okay? Okay, give me a bit more. Right. Okay. Thank you. She said, since the age of 12 around you, okay, things have been a little bit different for you. Do you understand this? I know, obviously, we go through puberty and stuff like that, but she says, since the age of 12, you've changed. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Right, thank you. And that you've tried... okay. Not only are you trying to get attention, but actually you're trying to get into a particular crowd. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. And she just said, this doesn't become you. This isn't you. Okay? She says that you are better than this. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. I know you wanted to ask about your stuff to come, the future and stuff like that, okay? But I think actually more important about everyday life at the moment, because she's telling me that you're trying to fit into a crowd that isn't you. It isn't you, okay? You're better than that. And also that you're trying to... Right, thank you. Okay. Right, thank you. She's also talking to me about your mum, okay? because there's difference of opinion between you and your mum as well. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. Right, thank you. And you're very much like your father, she just said.
Yes, very much.
But, sweetheart, she's also telling me, I don't know if this is right, you can tell me if it's wrong, okay? But she's also telling me that your father isn't there. Does that make sense?
My father isn't here?
As in, like, I don't know if it's like, she just said that he's sometimes he's just not...
Yeah, he's stressed out, he's emotionally not there.
Okay, right. Right, thank you. So there's lots of tension at home she's talking about, yes?
Yes.
Okay. Right, thank you. She says your first battle, okay, your first part of your life, okay, is to bring harmony, okay, to stop the thing and stuff. Stop looking for the attention, because the attention is there, it's just that you want to be a particular person that's not you, if that makes any sense.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes, okay. It does.
Okay. She says that actually you're going to do really well with your studies, okay? Right, give me, what's that then? Okay. Thank you. Have you been looking at a car or something like that? Do you drive? Because she's talking about a car, like either your...
Yes.
Your okay. Okay. Say again? Right, thank you. You're saving for a car. That's what it is.
I was saving for a car. I just spent it on a trip.
You just spent it on a trip? Okay.
Yeah.
Understand? So, okay. Because thank you. She's just saying about you've been saving for a car, okay? But you're still going to get this car, okay? Believe it or not, you're still going to get this car. That's one thing. Right, thank you. Say again? Right, thank you. She keeps talking to me about a sister around you, or a lady that is more like a sister around you. Do you understand?
Yes, my best friend since birth.
Okay. Okay. And you've got a great connection there as well, you two. Okay? Right, give me a bit more. Right. Okay. Now, she's just said to me about... I don't know if... okay, thank you. Right, she's just told me or said to me about a doctor. She keeps going on about a doctor. Right.
I hope I marry one.
You hope you marry one.
I hope I... That's what I just said. I spent my trip. I hope I meet a doctor and marry one.
Not about you wanting to be in the medical services then. Because she keeps going on about...
I've been in physical therapy, but I'm going to be a teacher.
Okay, right. Okay, that's fair enough. Okay, so give me a bit more. One last thing then. Okay. Right, what's that? Okay. What is that then? Right, she is talking to me about... okay. Can you just show me that again? Right. Okay. Right, I'll tell you what she keeps showing me, okay? She's standing there, she keeps showing me pictures, okay? And she keeps showing me a chest, as in like, your upper part of your body. And about the way... I don't know how to say it. It's like... right, thank you. Right, thank you. She's talking about you looking at some sort of garment recently, but it was quite a scantily clad sort of dress. Do you understand this?
Maybe.
It was like
shopping.
Revealing.
Do you understand? Oh, revealing?
It? Revealing.
I just bought a bra.
She's showing me, it's not a bra, okay? I know the difference between a bra and a top, but it's very revealing, it's like low cut, that sort of thing. And she's almost, right, thank you. But you look at, thank you very much, now I know what you're saying. Okay, but she's talking about your reflection. She says you keep looking at your reflection in the mirror. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, I know you're female and you probably do it a lot anyway, but and that's not a sexist comment, okay? But she's just saying, I keep watching you and you keep posing in front of a mirror, she says. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And she finds it quite funny. That's what she's trying to get to. She keeps showing me this. And she says it's really quite... She says, Nick, you want to see them? Because it's not just you. It's a couple, she says. Okay? You pose. Okay?
I'm a nanny. I do it with the kids.
Oh, okay. Right.
I pose in front of mirrors and make funny faces.
Okay. I'm not going to make information fit, but there you go, okay? This lady is lovely, okay? I know you never met her in the physical life, but she is with you, okay? Thank you. She said, because she just said, I know I didn't get to meet her physically, but I know her so well, okay? But you are going to do, she just said, don't worry about your schooling, you're going to do so well, but don't get into the wrong crowd, and don't, thank you. She just said, don't aggravate your mum. Don't aggravate your mum.
Okay.
Yes? Do you understand what she means by the aggravation of your mum? So either you two clash.
Yes. Understand.
Okay. So I'm going to leave it there for you, okay?
Okay. Can you tell me if I'm going to meet someone? Is she saying anything about that?
Is she going to meet?
I feel like I'm anyone special for my life.
Right. She said, actually, this is not... Okay. I'll give you her words. She's an attractive girl and she's going to meet plenty, okay? Right. Right. Give me a bit more. Right. Right. She said, yeah, when the time's right, you will meet somebody, but you've got your life to live yet. You haven't lived it, if that makes any sense. She says, you're quite young. So I think you're going to have to take that as her answer, okay?
Yes. Okay. Meet somebody,
but only when the time's right and you've lived your life a little. Okay?
Yes. Okay. Well, thank you very much, Nick. Have a good day.
And yourself, and take care. Please take the love from your mother as well.
Of course. Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome. I'm going to go to a very quick break. I think I need it after that and all the commotion that we've had. And then I'm going to come back and I'll do a full hour of reading. So another track and then we'll get back to things, okay? I'll speak to you in a minute.
Oh,
There you go. That was the lovely Eva Cassidy with Songbird. Fantastic, fantastic lady. And a great loss when she passed. So beautiful voice. Voice of an angel, as they say about her. So obviously, I'm Nick Humphreys. I am your medium. I am your host for the next hour on the Nick Humphreys Medium Show. So, right, there's been some complication here about I've been asked, how do I get onto your show? How do I talk and stuff like that to you? Because as I was doing that reading, I had a lovely lady trying to connect through me on Skype, so I had Skype ringing as well. So what we do is you go to www.blogtalkradio.com, okay, /MikeSpiritFM, and when you see the box come up with my lovely face and Nick Humphreys Medium Show, it will say Join Show or Skype, okay? So you can click on that, and you can call into the show. So that's how you do it. So obviously you can also go to my website, www.nick-humphreys.com. I have a new website being built at the moment. So it's taking a little while because I want it to be just right. I just feel as I said before, there's lots of changes going on in my work and what I'm doing. And I feel that my website at the moment is not doing what I want it to do. So I'm going to be changing it. And it would be a better thing as well. So obviously, please go to my international medium, Nick Humphreys page, and like the page as well, please. Just click on that little button that says like. So that would be great. So anything else? And obviously, don't forget, I'm in the Brindley. A Brindley Theatre in Runcorn this Saturday, the 6th of April. 6th of April already. So, and I can't wait. It's going to be a good night. I think this Nick is lush. We'd love a reading with him. Oh, thank you. Here we go with the sexy voice again. Oh, thank you for that. It is an amazing record. It's one that I played for my wife while I was out in Norway. I sent her a message saying this is what I want for you. So, Songbird's beautiful song. Nothing? She's dozing on a chair. No, she's listening to me. It's the only time she listens to me. When I'm on the show. So let's go to the callers again. And let's see what we can get from spirits. I believe we've got Sue next. Sue, are you there?
Yes, hi. Thank you for taking my phone call. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi. How are you?
Where are you calling from, Sue?
Long Island.
Long Island. Okay, great. And thank you for joining, and thank you for your patience and waiting, okay, to get into the show.
Oh, you're welcome.
How can we help you this evening?
Well, with love life, I really like someone. I don't know if it's going to work out or if I should go on dates with other people, but I know where my heart is. And then things about my son moving back. What do you see with any of this?
Okay. As you know, that I linked to spirit first. Okay, I'll give you a bit of evidence of the loved ones in spirit. And obviously, they're the ones that give me the guidance, okay? Thank you, sweetheart. And as I link to you, okay, I do get a gentleman that comes forward now. He stands very... Actually, he's quite tall and quite, I would say, well, not big built, but, you know, well built, you know, a strong man, I want to say. Okay. And he gives me a father link here. So this could be either grandfather or father. Do you understand this?
Well, I have two grandfathers that passed away, but they weren't very tall.
5'9". Would that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. And this gentleman here wears glasses also. So do you understand that as well? Although, right, okay. He just shook his head at me and then took them off. So he didn't like his glasses. Do you understand this?
Yeah, he didn't wear glasses that often when I knew him.
Right, okay. Okay, give me a bit more. Thank you. He also just said, yes, and my passing was quite quick. I didn't know anything much about it apart from the pain. Because he's holding his chest, so he would have passed with a heart attack. You understand this?
One did, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Say again. Right, and he just said to me, I left behind two children. Two children. So would you understand that? He would have left behind two children?
The grandfather that passed away left away four children.
Okay, why is he talking about two children? Is there two children around you? Two grandchildren?
I don't have any grandchildren.
Right. So, let me ask him again. Can you tell me what that is? Right. Thank you. Right. I've got to stick with what he's saying. He keeps giving me two children. He's linked with... He says, I left two children behind, okay?
I just have one.
Just bear me a second. I need to get this right, okay? Okay, straight out. Just explain it again for me. You said two children. Right. Right, thank you. And he's... Okay, he said, yes, I left two children behind, and I'm on mum's side.
Oh, wait, well... my mother comes from four people, four kids, two passed away and two are living.
Ah, right, okay. That could be it then, okay, because he keeps talking about I left two behind, okay? That's what he said. Okay, so, right, thank you. Right, okay. Say again? Right, thank you. He tells me, actually, he just said to me, she always worries about things. And he's talking about you. You always worry. Do you understand this?
Yeah.
Me as well, that... Right. There's quite a lot of tension around you also, he said. Do you understand? Just... Right. So, okay, thank you. He just said to me then, okay, he said, I've come into your house, okay, and you can cut the atmosphere with a knife. So, do you understand this around your house?
No, not really. There's no tension.
Okay, what do you mean, sweetheart? Okay. Right. Right, thank you. He's talked about... thank you. Are you actually in a relationship at the moment? Because he's talking about a relationship that's around you at the moment. And there he said, and that's where the tension is. It's like the atmosphere. Do you understand this?
Well, there's not really tension. I just don't know where it's going or if it's going anywhere, but it's not really tension.
But he's like atmosphere. The tension is with you, okay, but he says the atmosphere. Thank you. And he just said again, and it's between you two. Between you two, there is so much tension. Atmosphere. Do you understand this? I know you just said you don't, but he's talking about the atmosphere. He said... Say again? Right. Okay. So has there been an occasion... When was that? Right, thank you. He says, last week, right, he says, I was watching, last week, there was a moment where he walked off. There was, like, a bit of commotion, and he walked off. Do you understand this?
At one point he did, yeah. No, yeah.
Right, okay. Because he says you're quite fiery as well. Do you understand that? You are quite fiery. You're just quite a fiery lady. Do you understand?
Yeah, I can be.
Because what he's trying to do here, he's trying to just show you that he's watching. He's with you. He listens, and he's trying to help you here. Okay, and he's just said to me, I was there and last week, and there was a bit of commotion, and he walked off. Okay, right. Thank you. And he just said to me as well, sometimes you're not always right. That's what he said about you. Because you always, I don't say you always think you're right, but he says sometimes you're not always right. Okay? Okay, what about the relationship? Is it the right thing? Right? Thank you. He just said, actually, he's a good man, but you always question him about things. Do you understand this?
Well, because he's a little bit younger than me, so it's like we've had a relationship, but not a real one, because, like, you know, he doesn't know if he should come by my son. He doesn't know if he should introduce me to his friends and vice versa. And it's like over a year, and we're still at the same point a little bit.
Okay. Right. Give me a bit more. No, okay, thank you. But also he's talking about, again, about the questioning. He's talking about the questioning around that you questioned him quite a lot. Right. Okay. Right, thank you. I want to say this as well, okay? This guy that you're with is actually a really nice guy. And actually he's quite mentally older than he actually is in physical years. Do you understand this?
Yeah, he is, but I'm just nervous that, I don't know.
Right. Thank you. And he's saying you've just got to be comfortable with each other first. That's what you've got to do. Okay? Thank you. And then he said everything else would just fall into place. Right. Okay. Okay. Because he's talking about the fact that around you, okay, people are expecting it to not work, okay? Does that make sense?
Yeah, in fact, I'm supposed to go on a blind date Thursday, and then other people are trying to fix me up with people, but I don't know what to do. I, you know.
Okay. Right. Okay, thank you. This guy, okay, this gentleman that I'm talking to in spirit, is telling me here, okay, that this man that you're with has actually opened up to you and said that, you know, he's got feelings, blah, blah.
Oh, my
blah.
God, I'm going to cry. He just said that last night.
Right? And still, you're questioning it. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, because he doesn't want to introduce me to any of his friends or anything. So, you know what I mean? Or take me out a lot. So that's, I don't know.
Okay.
I'm just wondering if he's ever going to do that.
Okay. Right, thank you. Right, thank you. Sweetheart, you also have to look at it on his point of view, okay? And I know it sounds really harsh, this, okay? How much? Right. Because he's a little bit younger than you, okay? He's a little bit nervous about introducing you to his friends because of what they might say, okay? About the age. That's all. Not about you, because you're a beautiful-looking woman, okay? But does that make sense to you? He's nervous.
Yeah, what do I do? Just walk away? I don't know.
We all have our own free will, so I'm not going to tell you to walk away or to stay, but I'm telling you, the gentleman that I'm talking to, this grandfather figure in spirit, really likes this guy because he says, Nick, I stood there and he opened his heart up to her, okay? And he told her how, you know, the affectionate stuff about you and how he feels, okay? But he's also quite scared about what other people might think as well, because there's a bit of jealousy there as well, he said. Do you understand?
From me or from him?
Is it from? Is it from him or is it from Sue? Is it? Right. Thank you. From you. There's a little bit of jealousy there.
Yeah.
Okay, you understand this?
Oh, so if he introduces me, he doesn't want me to get jealous or something of people?
No. I'm not saying your grandfather here is just saying there's a little bit of jealousy. Thank you. He's just said it in a different way. Because you're also worried that actually, because he's a little bit younger than you. Do you know? Because he's a little bit younger than you, that maybe, you know, younger ladies, maybe. But he's not like
that.
Yeah. He's like you. Right, thank you. Right. Thank you. And it also says that your boy, your little boy, you've got a boy, yes?
Yes.
Your boy and him get on really well. And actually he's
he doesn't see him a real lot, so it's been a while.
Right, okay. But he's your grandfather here is talking about your little boy. Say again. Right. Okay, thank you. Okay, your little boy, why am I being told five? Is your boy 5 years old?
No, he's 12.
Okay, what's the, second, five? What's the five? Right, is there a 5-year difference between you and your partner, this boy, this man?
Oh, no, my son's only 12.
You and your partner, this gentleman we're talking about, is there a 5-year difference, or is it? I feel it's more, but.
No, it's more.
Your grandfather keeps going on about five, okay? So that could be a door number, it could be a time, it could be a day, okay? Okay, thank you. What was that? Right. Okay. Right. He's just said as well that you're at the moment you're a free agent, okay? But you've got to be careful with other people's feelings. And what he's talking about is if you go on to these blind dates, okay? Right. Okay, thank you. But your love will come. Your love will come. Because you keep questioning things too much in order for your love to come properly. Does that make sense?
Well, you know what it is? I would just be with him. It's not like I want to be with other people and stuff. But I'm just not sure if he wants to be with me. Or you see what I'm saying? Not that I want to question it.
His heart up to you. He's done that. He's opened and told you how he feels about you.
All right, so I'll just take day at a time, you're saying?
Yeah.
You're right. I guess real quick what I'm scared of is that I'm going to open up to him and then, like, he'll meet somebody younger and then I'll miss the other opportunities.
Yeah, but if you look that way, if you look at life that way, you're never going to get anywhere in life. Yeah, this man, this person in your life now has opened up his heart to you, told you how he feels, and yet you're pushing away because there's this, maybe you're pushing each other away, a fear of what each other wants. He's opened up his heart. You tell him how you feel. That's what your grandfather said.
I do already.
Right, okay. So if you want to go on these blind dates, your grandfather's saying is go, but be careful of this other person's feelings, okay?
What, you mean like he might find out or something?
Well, yeah, well, you know, if he does, it's going to hurt his feelings. But I'm telling you, you won't be going on those blind dates. I don't feel you'll be going on those blind dates. From what you're
probably not. I know. I always chicken out.
But I'll say, you know, in this guy's defense, he's actually a really nice guy. And the way that this works is because I'm talking to you and I'm talking to your grandfather, there's an energy being built. And the more we talk about this person, I can feel his energy also. Okay, it's called empath. Okay, so I can empathically feel this other person's feeling. So I'm a medium, I can link to spirit, I'm empathic, I can link to other people's feelings. Okay, so he's a really nice guy. You know, and actually his road, his journey has been quite hard as well. But he's a sensible person. He just wants a good life. He wants a happy life, and he wants to be with somebody that's going to respect and love him back, which is you. Okay, and he's kind of told you that anyway.
Yeah, but he's. I don't know if he wants kids because I'm too old.
Hey, it doesn't matter about that. It's about the connectivity at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Now, real quick, do you see my 12-year-old son coming back to me? He's living with his dad now.
Okay, is he coming back? Right. Okay. I don't see him coming back anytime soon. As in to stay permanently, okay? I'm not being told that. I'm not being given that information right now.
Okay.
All right. Right, thank you. Thank you. And he just said as well, a quick hello from your grandmother that's in spirit as well. Pretty little lady in angel in spirit. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. They would have been together, he says as well, in on the earth plane.
Yeah, they were. Yes, my mother's mother and father who are talking to me.
Okay, and she would have stood a little bit, well, actually a lot shorter than him, okay? Okay, right, and she would have had a little bit of weight as well. Do you understand this with her?
Yeah, oh my gosh, yes. Did she say anything about the guy or my son, anything about them at all?
anything quickly about anything? Right. Okay, she's just said that she always used to tell you to always trust your own instincts. Do you understand this?
Yeah.
It always go with your feelings, she just said to me. Why? What's that? Okay. Right. Okay, thank you. I'm getting lots of stuff around her at the moment, okay? So just want to confirm this with you. Because she's given me like she would have been choking or something as well. Do you understand that with her? She would have been choked or maybe she choked before her passing. Do you understand that?
That was my aunt who choked on a meatball and passed away.
Right, I shouldn't laugh. Bless her heart. But this isn't that lady, okay? But she's talking about others that are around you, okay? Okay, thank you.
Yes, my aunt choked on a meatball. Because she said choked. I don't mean to. That's my aunt.
Definitely.
That's my grandmother's daughter and the grandfather you just spoke to, daughter.
All she's doing is giving evidence of herself and the things that she remembers and has with her, okay? Because she's talking about hospital around her herself, okay? Do you understand that?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay, so we know we've got the three here. We've got your aunt, we've got your gran and your grandfather. Anything else? And let me just ask, anything else you want to say before we move on to the next reading? Right. Thank you. Be happy. He's a good man, okay? Right?
Okay.
Right, and again, I'm just being told here, love is coming your way, okay? So whether that means it's with this person or not, I can't say if that's for you to find out, okay? But what's that? Right. Okay, thank you. Right, but also, she just said the battle is almost over. So you're battling for something at the moment. It might be to do with your son. But
yeah,
you're
right. Yeah.
Okay. It will soon be over. That's what I've just been told. Okay?
The battling, but I'm not going to get him back, but just the battling's going to stop? Or
that's all I can tell you, sweetheart, is all I heard there was just tell her the battle is almost over, okay?
All right, good.
Okay? Is that right for you?
Oh, my gosh, thank you so much.
Yeah. Please take the love from your grandfather, your grandmother, and your aunt, okay? They're still holding a meatball in her hand, right? She's quite funny, actually, your aunt. I wish I could spend more time with her because she's actually quite a funny lady.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah. Please take a love from spirit, okay? They are obviously around you and watching and guiding you an awful lot. So please just take the love from spirit. And thank you for joining me.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Listen to any of the readings that we do tonight on Mike Spirit FM and the Nick Humphries Medium Show. In the archives. You can download it after the show is finished and you can listen to your heart's content. So the number you want to call if you want to talk to me at all, I don't know why, is 760-283-4611, or if you're outside of the United States, it's 001-760-283-4611. Or if you want to get into the show free of charge, because obviously the 001 is a chargeable course, beware, and that you've got the bill payer's permission, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM. There you go. That's my radio voice. And also you can go to my lovely website, which is www.nick-humphries.com. And then you can go to International Medium, Nick Humphries, on Facebook and like the page. That's what you need to do. Like the page. oh dear, I'm going into one of those mad things. So I'm just looking at the chat room. Hang on a second. There's not many people in the chat room tonight. But hello, welcome to everybody in the chat room at the moment. Nice to see you here. Exposing Demons 1. Okay, great name. Mindy Eileen, Nick Humphries host, I don't know who he is, Nikota, and Spirit Whisperer, and obviously Mike Spirit, who is doing the I can't think of the word. Yep. The background stuff. Oh dear, I think I need to go to bed. So let's go to, I think we should go to another caller. I'm going to knock my wife on the head to see if she can put the kettle on so I can get a drink. Let's go to another caller. Hang on, I'm losing my pages now. Hang on. Yeah, let's go to Gillian. Gillian, are you there?
I'm here, hi.
How are you?
I'm good. You?
Yeah, you know, things are going well. Where are you calling from, Jillian?
I'm calling from New York.
New York. And how can we help you?
Well, I had a few questions, but I just got some news that my brother is in a hospital, and I don't know, I'm just concerned about that more than anything else.
Okay.
So, I just want to know.
Okay. Right, let me see what we've got. Okay, I'll even ask my doctor in spirit to come forward and see if he can help me as well. Thank you, sweetheart. I'm talking to you. I am being linked to the gentleman that's also in spirit around you, okay? Thank you. This would be a father figure that would be in spirit around you. Do you understand this?
Well, he's still here.
This could be grandfather. Okay?
Yes,
so
I do have...
family, okay? Thank you. So, would you understand that he would have smoked either some sort of, I wouldn't say it was a cigarette, but he would have smoked something like a pipe or a cigar, because I'm seeing lots of smoke around him also. Do you understand this with him?
No. I don't remember any of my grandfather smoking anything.
Okay. Don't worry, let's build with this, okay? Right, thank you. And he talks, at the moment, he's just saying to me, the chest, okay? So, is it right that your brother has got a problem with the chest area? Thank you.
Yes.
And the abdomen as well, I'm being told here as well. You understand this?
And his what?
Abdomen. His belly area.
Oh, really? I don't know all the details. I was, you know, going to go over to the hospital. And see what's going on.
Okay. So again, okay. Right. Okay. I need to tell you that actually, from what I understand, your brother is in good hands. Okay.
Okay.
He's in good hands. Thank you, sweetheart. Right. Okay. I'm just being confirmed by my spirit doctor. Yes, he's had a chest problem, and he was taken to hospital with that. Okay. But he is in good hands. Okay. Right, thank you. But he's also just telling me about stuff, excuse me, that's going on around you at the moment. He says things around you have been going quite slowly and you've been wondering why. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Is that yes or no, sweetheart?
Yes.
Okay. Give me a bit more, sweetheart. Thank you. Right. Okay. Thank you. He's also just said as well, it seems to be around you that things have been falling away. Like, and you're questioning, you know, why it's going on. Does that make sense? Do you understand what he means by that?
It's falling like, away.
Yeah, it's like, thank you. Do you understand, like, friends have been, like, you had friends and then they're sort of moving away, or they're no longer friends, or people around you? Does that make sense? I feel it's a physical...
Yeah, I guess you could say that in a way, yeah.
Okay.
But some of them have been coming back around, too.
Okay. Thank you. But he's also telling... there's been a lot of negativity around you. Do you understand that?
At times, yes. My work.
Okay. But you... Okay. I don't feel it's like anything bad. Obviously, we're not allowed to give anything that's bad. It's not how we... Okay. This gentleman in spirit is saying to me, there's been lots of stuff going on around you recently. Things have been falling away. Like, friends have been going... You know, like, you the friends you would not expect have been dropping away from your friendship. And other things have been going on. What's going on, sweetheart, is there's been some sort of negativity around you. And the spirit are actually moving the negativity away from you, okay? So things become... That's what he's saying, okay?
Okay?
Give me a bit more. Okay. So do you want to go to one of those questions that you have, sweetheart?
Oh, yeah. I just wanted to talk more about, you know, work and relationship.
Okay. Right. I feel actually what your grandfather is saying to you, okay, actually ties into the work environment and your relationship environment? Because, thank you. He said, because things haven't been working out quite so well in both departments. Do you understand?
Well, yeah, I'm single, so I guess it would be nice to have someone. And work, I do have a job, and, you know, but it's, I want something different.
Okay. Okay. Right, thank you. Right, because, okay, he's talking about your work, and he's just saying to me that you're looking for something that's a bit more creative or fluid. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Right, okay. But he just said quite straight, he said, well, it's not going to come to you unless you go look for it, okay? That's pretty blunt what he's just said to me. He just said to me, tell her, it's not going to come to her. She's got to go and look for it. But she's got, thank you. He just said, you've got to make your mind up on what you actually want to do with it as well. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I'm thinking about going back to school, but I can't figure out what I want to go back for.
Okay. Right, because you're quite creative, he's talking about as well. And I feel it's... Say again? Right. Okay. Okay. He's talking about creativity around you, but he's given me it in different forms. He's given me it as in, like, writing. He's given me it in, like, pottery, so, like, clay and clay work and stuff like that. So you're good with your hands. You understand this?
I don't. That's news to me.
Well, that's what he's telling me. I'm not going to change it because that's what Spirit is telling me. I trust Spirit with my life. Believe me, I know. I've been there, okay? Right. Thank you. Right, thank you. But your love life also, okay? Right, okay. Okay, I don't like it when you give it to me like that. He's talking about thick treacle, okay? So you love, it's everything around you's been like thick treacle. So it is literally about clearing out all the debris, all the stuff, all the negativity around you. He says your work is, okay, it's going to be more creative around you. And your love life is going to become from that creativity as well. So, right? He's talking about August around you as well. August is an important month. So it could be an anniversary, birthday, some sort of celebration. Do you understand this?
And not right now. I don't. Month of August. No.
It could be linked with him. Okay. So we always have to think about the linking with him as well. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Give me a bit more. What about the work? Give me a bit more about the work. What's that? Right. Okay. Okay, because he's just talking about. Hang on, what's that? Sorry, sweetheart, I'm just holding back for a minute because I'm also got a lady that's coming in as well. And this lady, thank you, grandmother. Thank you. She just said grandmother, mum's side of the family. Would you understand this?
My great grandmother.
Right. Thank you. Thank you. And she would have passed the spirit quite slowly, she just said as well. Thank you. And peacefully as well, she just said. Do you understand this?
Yes, I was very young, so I remember very little. But I think okay. So. I think that's how she died.
Thank you. I see lots of blue around her as well. So she would have like been dressed in blue. I see blue around her. And she would have had light hair as well. And curly as well, she by the looks of it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Curly.
Yes.
Okay. Lovely lady. Okay, what are you coming forward to say, sweetheart? Right. Thank you. Follow your dream. Okay, that's what she just said to me. Okay. Right. She's very old-fashioned, I've got to say, because she says, make as we do. So, right. Right, thank you. You've got to... Thank you. She just said that you've got to make your mind up about actually what you want to do. That's first and foremost, okay? And she is talking about your work, as in that's what you need to get on with. Thank you. Be more creative, I think, is what your grandfather has been trying to say. Be more creative about what it is you want to do. Thank you. Because she just said then that your work is going to change and it's going to take you somewhere else, somewhere different. So either a different location or just a different place, a different work environment it could even be. Okay. Okay, give me a bit more.
Yeah, I've been asking for guidance as far as what I should go back to school for, so I can be able to pick something, you know, a little bit different from what I'm doing now.
Okay.
So I haven't been inspired yet, and I just don't want to randomly pick something and waste time and money.
Yeah, no, of course. You don't want to waste any time or money. But your love life, I feel, is something that you don't need to worry about, because it will come in around you, okay? But I feel it will be coming more around the work. So, you know, when it takes you to a new environment, the negative energy will go, the positive energy will come in, and that's where it will lead to, okay? Understand that?
Okay. Yeah, I guess so. I mean, there's no timing on that, or...
I give timing, sweetheart. They're saying 6, okay? So that could be 6 weeks, could be 6 months, could be 6 days, okay? Could be even 6 years, but... okay? I feel it's closer to what you feel, okay? Say again? Right. So because you've got this urgency, this need to just to get out. Does that make sense?
Oh, about to get out? I didn't hear the first part, what you said.
See, to get out of your work, to change it. It's like an urgency around it.
Well, just maybe on my part. Like, I really want to see what else I can do. So that may be what it is that you're feeling.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. I'm not going to make it fit, as I say. But I'm going to leave it there for you, sweetheart, okay?
So my brother is going to be fine, right? Having a heart attack and...
No, from what I understand, he's in hands. That's all he said to me. He's in good hands, okay? But what I will do is I'll ask my spirit doctor called Dr. John, okay? He works very closely with me when I do trance healing. I'll ask him if he can go over to your brother just to help as well, because I send him all over the globe at the moment. Poor man.
Okay. And can I ask one more thing? It's kind of a silly thing to ask, but I still want to ask it. My sister just picked up a stray cat, and we're not sure if the cat's pregnant or not, but if it is, I was planning on taking one of the kittens, and I had a cat that passed away. So
right.
I'm just wondering if that's, you know, if that cat will come back through this cat and...
So your sister's got a cat, a stray cat.
That may be pregnant, yeah. We're not sure if she's just got a big poofy belly or it's pregnant. But if it is.
Is the cat pregnant? Right. Is he pregnant? Okay. They're actually not giving me any information on the cat, if it's pregnant or not, but I will be telling you that there will be a cat coming your way. So that's what they've just sent. Is it pregnant? It is pregnant. Okay, so it is pregnant.
Okay, so I guess I'll be getting one of those kittens. Hopefully it's my cat that passed away, and I'll be great.
Yep, bless your heart, sweetheart. Okay? So,
okay.
Leave it for you, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Please take the love from spirit, okay? And I wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you, sweetheart. Take care.
Bye.
Bye. So I think I'm in the need of some music. I think I might have a track left. I'm not sure. I'll ask my producer if there's a track. Maybe she can message me in the little box. Nope. Okay. So, okay, let's see what she's just typing away. Okay. So we're going to go to the next caller. And hang on a minute, I'm just being shown something. No, let's have a look. No, he's okay. Yep, that's... very nice. I've just been shown a catalogue, so I've got my water, my lifeline, my wife's going to bed, everybody, so good night. No night. So let's go to the next caller. I believe we have a next caller. Let's have a look. Nikota, I believe you're there.
Hello.
Are you there? Hello.
Yeah, hello. Can you hear me?
I can, yes. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you. How are you?
I'm very good. Have I spoken to you before?
Yes, you have. I think it was about...
weeks?
If I'm correct, I think it was about a month ago.
Yes, there you go. 4 weeks ago.
About 4 weeks ago.
How are you?
Fine. Absolutely fine.
Good. And how can we help you this evening? You're from down south area, aren't you?
Yes. Right on the coast, I am. Any messages that you've got from Spirit would really be appreciated.
Okay, let me just see what I've got. Okay. Right. Okay. I recognise you. Hang on. Right. Okay, and you didn't get to speak last time, is that correct? Okay. Right. So yeah, I've got this lady here, okay? Now, you heard me say I recognise you, okay, because she comes through looking in a particular way, okay? And this has been a bundle of joy, a really good laugh to be with, and that's exactly what she just said, that we used to have a good laugh, okay? Right, thank you. Because she's come in with rollers in her hair, believe it or not.
Yes.
But she would have been one of these ladies that would have held her hands up, been holding her hands together, but she would have had a handbag swinging from her elbow sort of thing. Do you understand? Does that make any sense?
Yes.
Really lovely, sort of the earth kind of lady, okay? Right. Give me a bit more. What is that then? Tell her what? Jeff. Okay. Tell her Jeff's okay. Jeff? Do you know a Jeff?
Jeff. Oh, my gosh, yes.
She just said, tell her Jeff is okay. Okay?
Yeah.
Right. Thank you. He's passed the spirit. That's correct, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, and he passed with a heart attack. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. She just said he passed really quickly with a heart attack. Okay. Right. Right. Say again. Do you know what? I don't do names, but tonight this is going mad. Do you remember a pub called the Horse and Hounds? Because she keeps talking about we used to drink in a pub called the Horse and Hounds.
Yes.
You're joking. Do you realise, you understand that information?
Yes, I do, because it's where I grew up, up north, yeah.
Okay, but the Horse and Hounds pub, do you understand this?
Yes, I do.
Okay, right, great, thank you very much. Do you know what, even though I get surprised, okay? Give me a bit more, sweetheart. Right. Does she use the smoke as well? Because I see lots of smoke around her. I don't know if it's because of the company that she's in. Right, thank you.
She used to smoke once a year, Christmas Day.
Right, okay. I'm having a bit of fun. Your family are, dare I say it, they're mad, okay?
They are nut nuts, yeah.
Absolutely lovely, right? Right, thank you, yep. Okay. Right, who's Jack the Lad then? Because there is a bloke there, he's got a trilby hat on, and he's smoking like billio. And literally, he's smoking, like, a lot, okay? And he keeps... It's like, I keep hearing Jack the Lad. So, do you understand this?
Yeah, that's my great-uncle, yes.
Right, okay. But it's not his name, though, is it, Jack? It's just the way he was. Or is it his name?
No, that is his name, Jack, but he was known as Jack the Lad.
Oh dear, okay, right, your family are mad. But in the nicest sense, that I love them, okay, because they've got such a great energy, okay? Yeah. Give me a bit. Anything you want to say to Nikita? Anything you want to. Keep going, girl, right, okay. You put them all to shame. You put them all to shame, she just said. Do you understand that?
Yeah, oh, bless her.
Right. She just, okay, thank you. She just said, really, did you do that? Right, okay. She just said, do you remember when I had a pan fire? Do you remember this? She said, tell her, do you remember when I had a pan fire? Do you remember this?
Yeah, but I was little. I think it was about 8, 9, yeah, in the kitchen, yeah.
Right, she says, nearly burned the blimmin' house down. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Right, okay. Right, but even then, it was a laugh. She just found everything funny.
Yeah.
Seriously, do you understand that information?
Yeah.
Oh, God, okay. Right, okay, great. Thank you, sweetheart. Yes, I know who you are. I know you're Hilda. Is that right, Hilda?
Yes, it's my nana.
Right, and, mad. They are, as I said before, they're lovely. Okay, what? Anything else you want to say? Who? Right. Okay, what's that then? Right, are you organising some sort of coach trip? Because she keeps talking to me about a coach trip. Right. Thank you. Right, now, she says there's a coach trip you're looking into or going on. Right, thank you. Skegness. Why are you talking about Skegness? Does that make any sense to you?
She always used to go on coach trips.
Okay.
There isn't anything at the moment that I'm thinking about a coach trip. Not the moment there isn't. I could be wrong, but off the top of my head, I'm not thinking that at the moment.
Right, okay. Okay. Sweetheart, is there a pool around you as well? A pool?
Yes, there is.
He says he changes. God. He never changes. Right. Is he quite lazy?
Yeah.
She just said, tell her Paul, he never bloody changes. He's a lazy so-and-so. Right, okay. Say again? Right, thank you. Okay. 12 years. 12 years? She's older. Okay, thank you. How old's that then? Right, thank you. You're making my hand go higher. So she's older than that, isn't she? Right. Okay, thank you. She's talking to me about a lovely girl that's around you as well. I feel it's a grandchild. Okay, is that right? Thank you. Is it Alice? Alice? I don't know if Alice is right, but she's talking... Right. Really pretty girl. She's and very happy. Do you understand this? A girl around you? Grandchild?
I haven't got a granddaughter. I haven't. Right. But I've got a funny feeling I know who she's on about. She's my husband's great niece. And she's about 12, 13.
Okay. Right. But is her name Alice or something? Or
no, it's not Alice, but it begins with an A.
Right, okay. As I stated, I don't normally work with names, but with your family, they keep chucking them at me. Whatever I hear, I give it because it's not for me to make sense of, okay? Say again? Right. Thank you. Would you understand, I don't know if you know this information, but do you understand she's having some sort of difficulty around her at the moment?
I haven't heard anything at the moment, but there is a big family gathering next month, so...
Right, okay. I don't know what it's to do with, okay, but she's just making me aware of this 12-year-old, okay? Okay, put my arm down now, because it hurts. Right, thank you. Okay. What? Why are you talking about a sausage dog?
She's on about my Auntie Maggie's dog.
Sausage dog?
Yeah, she had a sausage dog, yeah. She did.
She just said to me, do you want to see the sausage dog? And I'm like, why would I see a sausage dog? Right, thank you. Say again? Right, thank you. Did your aunt, you know the one that had the sausage dog?
Yeah.
She's in spirit as well, isn't she? Is that
yes.
right?
Yeah.
Beehive hairstyle.
Sorry?
Did she have a beehive hairstyle?
Yes, she did, yes.
Okay. Thank you, sweetheart. You can say hello.
Bless.
Right. Thank you. Did you gave her a present on her passing, she just said.
Yes, I did.
She says thank you.
Bless her.
Okay. Say again. I don't know what she said. I don't know if it's a jewellery or anything like that, but she says a cross as well. There's a cross around her. Does that make sense? A cross.
Yes, it would, yes.
Right. Okay. Give me a bit more. Right. Thank you. And she said, just said then, thank you also because you looked after my boys as well. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does make sense to me, yes.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. She just said, actually, this out of all of them, okay, your grand, you know, Hilda, she's a good laugh, and then you got Jack the Lad, he's just a typical Jack the Lad man, really great. And everybody else is in the background smoking their heads off, okay? I'm talking about cigarettes, okay? And having a good old knees up, that's what they're like. This lady here is actually, I would say, the more sensible out of the whole lot. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. But she's saying to say thank you to you also because you, thank you, she just said you put up with quite a lot and you help quite a lot with other people. Okay. Thank you. And you never bat an eyelid. That makes sense?
Yeah. Yes, it does, yeah.
There's lots of thanks coming to you from Spirit World.
Oh, bless them.
My water. Okay. Right. Can you just log up? She's yapping away. Okay. Right. Thank you. Okay. Say again? Right. Sweetheart, did you break the crystal or... like? I feel like it's a crystal bowl or glass that would have been sentimental.
Because yes.
She talks about a crystal and she says, don't worry about it. It's accidents happen. Make sense?
Yeah, this was a couple of weeks ago, yeah.
Right, okay. Thank you. Right. But she just said, I was actually with you that day. You dropped it, she just said.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you've always had puffing.
Yeah. She's right about that as well.
Right. Who? Right. They're in spirit, is it? Yep. Okay. Thank you. And is she a relative? Okay. Of whose? Okay. So she keeps talking to me about Lil. Okay. Or Lily. Lil in spirit would have passed over with cancer, she just said. Do you understand that? Would have been a friend, not a relative. Do you understand? This is to do with your beehive hairstyle. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. Lil. Beehive. Lil.
No. Your aunt... we're talking
yes.
about. Okay. She's got
yeah.
the bee, you're got a beehive hairstyle, yeah?
Yes.
She's talking to me about a Lil that would be in spirit now, would have been her friend, okay? And she would have passed to spirit with a cancerous condition.
Right, there was yeah. Oh my god. Oh, yeah, that would make sort of sense, yeah. Yes. Yes.
Okay. Right, because she's also saying she's here, okay? She's spirit, okay?
Yeah.
As we know, when we pass from the physical, all our ailments that we have, all our pain diminishes. We no longer have those problems in the spirit, okay?
Yeah.
So she's quite happy. Right. She said, your grand just said, how can you not be happy in a crowd like us? Okay? I tell you, they are... your gran was a good age as well. You understand that?
Yeah, she was. Yes.
Even in her good age, she was the life of the party sort of thing. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Thank you. Who? like, can you stop giving me names, and can I close the door a little bit so you can't all barge through, right? Okay, one more. Who's that then? Right. Dennis. Dennis, is that your name? Right, Dennis.
Dennis. Oh, bless. Dennis.
Uncle Dennis, is it?
Yes,
is
that... it is.
Uncle
yeah.
Dennis. Right, yeah. Okay. He's quite tall.
Yes,
okay.
He was.
Right. Say again? Was he a policeman or something? Because he just came in evening all.
Yeah, he was. He wasn't a policeman, but he was like a policeman, if that makes any sense.
Really
used
nice
to keep
guy.
Order. Yeah, he used to keep order.
Right. And he would have had a moustache as well, by the looks of it. From,
yeah.
If, right, thank you. Second. Thank you. He just said, they rushed me to hospital and I never came out. Do you understand?
Yeah. Yeah, that's very true, yeah.
Sweetheart, you've got loads here in Spain. I could be here all night. I could do a whole 2-hour show just for you. Okay? Because they, I tell you what, right? I'll give you where I am, okay? I'm sitting on my sofa with my laptop in front of me, talking to you, okay? And in front of me, I have towards the kitchen, okay?
Yeah.
But the kitchen keeps opening up, and more and more people come through. Okay, so I'm having to put a hold on. Thank you, Dennis, for coming forward. Okay.
Oh,
no.
Lovely.
Okay, I'm going to put a stop then. Who? No, let's stop there. Okay. Okay. Sweetheart, I'm going to thank you very much, Spirit. Okay, I'm going to leave there for you. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I know you just said I wanted a message, from Spirit. I think you got loads there. Okay.
Yeah, I did actually. Yeah, no, I did.
Thank you. Be happy, okay? Which we know you are anyway, okay?
Yes, thanks.
Always around you, but please take the love from this very energetic, very beautiful, very loving, very funny crowd of relatives and friends that we have here for you in spirit, okay?
Yeah.
Okay?
Thank you very much.
You are welcome, sweetheart. And thank you for phoning in and being in, if you're in the chat room as well, so
yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, so, thank you.
Sweetheart, you take care.
Yeah, bye.
Hey. Well, there you go. I don't think I've got any more room for any more. Hang on a second. Can you leave, please, sweetheart? Can you just go? Thank you very much, darling. Thank you. Yeah, sometimes when they come through, they're a little bit reluctant sometimes to want to go back because they're having fun, bless their heart. Can you just, and take your sausage dog too. Thank you. Very cute, I have to say. Okay, so thank you. So there you go, guys. I'm coming towards the end of my show this evening. The first hour was a little bit hectic because we had a lot of problems. Maybe, hopefully, we should be all sorted for next week. But don't forget, I am back on air this Thursday at 8 p.m. UK time. You can come in. You can get more readings. Listen to me. I'll have the chat room open as well. The Feel Closer to Spirit show, okay? So thank you for joining. I hope you enjoyed. And I'm going to gracefully back out of my show with lots of love and laughter from Spirit World because she's still here. Can you go back to the Spirit, please? Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you. I love you too. You're great. Okay. Right. Thank you for joining. Okay. Please find me on my website, www.nick-humphreys.com. And also my international medium, Nick Humphreys, page on Facebook. And please click the like. You can contact me outside, okay? It's info@nick-humphreys.com. All the information is on my website and the contact page. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. And thank you to my producer and all the guests in the chat room. Tickling away there with their little fingers, shall I say? That sounds so wrong. But have fun. Until next week, love and light to you all. Blessings.
Thanks for tuning in to the Nick Humphreys Medium Show here on MikeSpirit.fm. You can join Nick every Tuesday evening at 9:30 p.m. UK time and 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can find Nick on Skype and also on Facebook by searching for International Medium Nick Humphreys or visit his website www.nick-humphreys.com. Love and light to you all.